Welcome to 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. This is Episode 4. I'm William O'Flaherty. I'm sharing some reflections from the Screwtape Letters. Did you know that hell has a philological arm? The devils don't really have such a department. But supposing they did, we can learn from Screwtape how their efforts might be aimed to confuse us humans. In case you didn't know, philology is about studying languages, or more specifically, about the history, structure, and development of a given language. Wormwood is told of this imaginary branch in the 15th and again in the 26th letter. Here we learn at this place the meaning of words matter. When the expression is initially used at the end of the 15th letter, we are told how the word complacency should be invoked whenever Wormwood's patient is attempting to live in the present. Because complacency is viewed as a negative characteristic, then the patient wouldn't want to embrace it. This is part of a larger discussion of how humans view living in time. The second mention of the philological arm in the 26th letter has to do with the word unselfishness. Here the devils are encouraged to get a person to consider this word instead of the expression charity, which is a more positive term. When Lewis is using the word charity in the Screwtape Letters, he means more than giving alms to the poor. He's using it to mean a selfless love that is equally focused on the needs of others. To be unselfish emphasizes what you are doing instead of concentrating on helping another. There's a couple other words worth noting that Screwtape doesn't directly mention the philological department, but you can clearly see their handiwork. At the end of the 9th letter, Wormwood is told about the blessed word adolescence as being one of the nice shadowy expressions. While adolescence is just mentioned once, the junior tempter is reminded just before this how jargon, not reason, is what he must depend on. Finally, in the 10th letter, Puritanism is referenced as a negative label to attach to claims that something pleasurable should be avoided. In fact, we are told that this word, along with puritanical, effectively keeps humans from making healthy choices. So the lesson overall here is to watch out for how the devils might trick you with how they want you to think of words as they would define them, or to get you to focus on a more negative term. And there you have it. 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. I'm William O'Flaherty, the author of C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. Learn more about it and download a free 20-page PDF sample at ScrewtapeCompanion.com. That's ScrewtapeCompanion.com, where you can also find out about respected Lewis scholars and others that have endorsed my enhanced study guide.